Welcome to the Real Producers Partners Podcast. This podcast is done in conjunction with Real Producers St. Louis, Metro East, New Orleans, Baltimore, Chesapeake Bay, and West Valley, Arizona. It focuses on our top real estate performers and partners who support real estate and home services, their successes, stories, and challenges.
Hey everyone, this is David Owen with Changescape Web, and welcome to this episode of the Real Producers Partners Podcast. Today I'm joined with Daniel Jacobison. I believe I was close on that.
Close enough. Jacobison.
Yeah, okay. Very good. And he's also known as Jake, so that's how I'm going to refer to him today. Jake is from Doorward, and we will discuss what they do and the value that they bring to the marketplace. So let's just start with a bit of background. Jake, tell us a little bit about how Doorward got started.
Sure. Well, kind of from personal experiences, my background was economic development. And a good way to get experience for that field is real estate development. So we took a lot of old warehouses in Cleveland, Ohio, turned them into luxury residential apartments, you know, in the downtown area, some really cool projects. We would retain most of those for the residential, you know, rental income, but we, you know, develop more properties, and the day-to-day while you're developing those properties ends up being the property management of those buildings. So I kind of cut my teeth there. An architect in New York City who wanted to do some of those projects was trying to pivot his design and build firm to some of those projects. And so he ended up hiring me to come help run his office because he's more of an artist. And he didn't want to like mess with some of the business stuff. And so there I learned the design and build industry in New York, which is no joke, but it's a very interesting business model. And what I found there is it's like all about the relationships, all about creating these sustained pipelines of business for the architecture firm with regards to architecture clients, mm-hmm. for all the trades that we're working with to build out the projects that we designed with our clients. It's all about creating those pipelines. Like, and then I was seeing these two business models, David, and like, hey, maybe there's like a way to create for like the average American who is turning to real estate to find that financial freedom and looking at the 101 things that go into managing an investment property, like that, you know, maybe 101 is not the right term. Maybe it's like
maybe a 1,001, right?
Yeah, right. And so how do we create a system where all those pieces come together to create a business model that's going to work? So they stop having that sick feeling like they have to do everything themselves and start having more of like a team, and everybody gets to have those pipelines of work. And so this whole thing morphed into Doorward, which is a market network for the real estate space, but kind of holding on those principles that I just touched on, which is like, it's all about the people. It's all about working with the right people that you can trust and that that you know are you know, it'll come into your real estate, your rental property, your nest egg, and make sure that thing is profitable, help you make that profitable. And so we've created this social network for the real estate world that's built upon that foundation of trust in a community. And so it's been an amazing adventure, and we're kind of right now actually launching this thing. So I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it with you.
So, well, that's great. And I'm glad we can do this as well. So, because I always like to learn about new things going on in the marketplace. But I'm curious, why did you start in Cleveland?
Well, I was born and raised there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm a transplant to our great city of St. Louis. And now it's home for like the last 5 years. I've had a lifelong love affair with St. Louis. starting with like a second grade or third grade presentation of the arch. My parents brought me here later to see it. And then we went to the City Museum, and then like that was my next love here. And it's just been like a whole history, high school, college, you know, grad school, and then found my way here after New York City when I wanted to come back to the Midwest. And it's been, it's a really great place to start a business, David. The tech entrepreneur support system in St. Louis is unparalleled, I think. So a lot of people don't know that. And given that real estate is actually an important industry here in St. Louis, it's something that a lot of people don't know, even like people in St. Louis. They think, you know, Purina, or they think, you know, Boeing, or they think someone like the biotech. What's that?
Monsanto?
Yeah, Monsanto, exactly, the biotech. But they don't realize that there's like this hidden gem of real estate. And I didn't even know all of that until we started working here. And then like you start to realize there's some national who's who's right here in St. Louis. So yeah, really cool.
So one other question, who do you want to talk to? Do you want to talk to property owners or real estate people?
Yeah, great question, David. So at the end of the day, our platform is to help the property owners, right? But who helps them? We're just creating a space. The actual like experts in the space, I would say, you know, you have real estate agents, the brokers, the realtors. These are like very, very important players, because oftentimes they are the ones who are making everything in real estate flow. And they're these natural connectors and resource providers in the space. And so many even investors are calling their agents and they're saying, hey, like I need an HVAC tech because my last one, and they got a connection, somebody that realtor trusts, and they trust that skilled trade that they don't know from anybody else because of that network effect.
Okay.
And what I think what is really the case is, and why like realtors will never go away, is because they have this like lifetime, this whole like career of experiences. And even if they don't know the answer, they know how to go get the answer. And so for that reason, like, yeah, like realtors for us are very, very important players in the space. We do also want to talk to the realtors, and we have specific programs for how they can leverage Doorward.
Okay.
Bring that knowledge, expertise into more leads for themselves, right? This is kind of the hidden secret of marketing, right? As you know, like if you're the knowledge expert, like the leads come to you,
right?
And it's all about, you know, in marketing, right? It's all about how do you obtain quality leads for your business.
Well, the interesting thing about marketing, since you bring that up, is there's kind of five steps in marketing. The first one is you got to be known.
Mm.
That's the number one.
Yeah.
So I think you hit on a key thing with dealing with real estate agents is they're typically well connected in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So are you just in St. Louis proper, or do you get outside in the St. Charles area, in the Illinois communities? Are you working on both ends of the spectrum, so to speak?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, so we're here in St. Louis. We're focused on the whole metro area, and we're working with different investment groups and realtors and landlords all over the metro area, from Metro East to St. Charles and North and South. Okay. But I want to mention too that it's been kind of fascinating that we've had early adopters from all over the country, from New York City to San Francisco.
Wow.
And we're making kind of a special push here in St. Louis right now. One, because it's our own backyard, and like we want to be, it's a great market, and we want to be serving like our local market. And so we're getting a lot of traction here, actually, with people of influence, right? The well-connected people mm-hmm. here in the city. This summer we're going to be kind of launching more in a big way. And I don't know if it's, you know, New York and San Francisco, they, you know, the other East Coast, West Coast folks, like, do they pride themselves on being like early adopters or what? And so I think one thing that we're trying to do with like really focusing on the St. Louis market, this is where we are. And real estate is very much an in-person thing. It's mm-hmm. so much about the relationships. So I'm so grateful just to be able to go and sit down with so many folks and show them, hey, here's what we're working on. And like, we get tons of great feedback and people get very excited just from that in-person element, which is at the end of the day, like we call what we're doing, we call it social real estate. And that is fundamentally like an in-person thing. The tech platform part of it is just trying to facilitate it, especially so that people don't fall into the landmines of other platforms that they're using to supplement the networking that they're doing in person or complement the networking that they're doing in person. Because wherever they're doing that, you know, Facebook, you know, Twitter, et cetera, Meetup, there's so much spam and scam that they're having to really like, you know, avoid. And I don't know if you've experienced this, David. It's just, it's maddening sometimes. They're like,
yeah, I think it's key to get together in person. You develop the real relationship and you figure out what the other person is like. I mean, it's almost a trial run of whether you want to work together or not.
Right.
So I agree with that. I think people got felt a little distanced from, you know, some of the online capabilities. Text is great. Text is a great communication tool. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use it. A lot of people do it all day long. I mm-hmm. have to admit, I've done a tremendous number of text messages already this morning.
Yeah, right.
And one phone call. And I love getting together with people. I think that's where you develop you find out the commonalities, you find mm-hmm. out whether you work together.
Right.
So
about that, I was going to say something about that. I agree with you on the text message. There's something kind of pretty intimate about that.
Right.
I was like, oh, I know that this is going to like their phone number. Yeah. And I think through COVID, we kind of went pretty virtual, digital, et cetera. And there's definitely use cases like this one today. Right?
Sure.
But like maybe getting to a little bit more of that balance, and maybe we're going to start to see more of that. I don't know what you think about that.
Right. I think that it will, it's like anything. It swings one way, then back another, and then it kind of acquiesces in the middle.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I think there'll be a need for both of that, but I don't think, you know, the business is really done in person. People that say, well, I do everything online. I, you know, you can order dinner online and you can have someone deliver it. Well, that's a personal relationship there.
Right.
So it all comes down to relationships and knowing people and knowing what they do and seeing the value that they bring in the market. So do you have any projects going on that you'd like to talk about or share with?
Sure. Well, one feature that we just released in sort of like a beta format is we call it like, it's part of our gamification for property owners.
Okay.
It's our version of like the blue check mark. And what happens is if you, with your investment property on Doorward, if you have met a couple different criterias with regards to like, oh, are you able to, do you have like payment stuff set up? Is there a lease set up? Is there a tenant, you know, assigned to the property. And all that is like a sign for other people that this is a real person with a real investment property who is set up, ready to transact. And this goes back to like, okay, how do we create a platform that's really productive and protected for real estate, allow people to do the networking and the transacting in the same place? And so if somebody has those criteria met, they actually get this gold house icon next to their name on the platform. And we want to do something similar with homeowners later, but we're focused on the real estate investment side of things right now. And so that's like been super cool. And for me, it gets really exciting, even though it's such a little feature, but it highlights that those really cool things that we can do at this like intersection of actual like real estate transactions and having a social network where people's personalities, identities, like that digital identity is there and something that you can see, like, oh, who are you connected to on Doorward? Are you connected to these other landlords, investors, realtors, vendors, contractors? And then once somebody sees that you're a trusted member of the community, a trusted entity in the community,
yeah,
I'm ready to kind of work with you more. And then that these kind of like gamification pieces that we call like that golden house icon that says like, yeah, according to the platform, I have a little bit more confidence that you're like actually ready to do business rather than try to fleece me or waste my time in some other, you know, manner.
Right. And yeah, I can see that. Because people that buy investment property don't buy it to lose money. They buy it to make money.
Absolutely. And they want to work with other people that would like to make money. You know,
yeah.
I know so many investors who we talk about their team, so to speak, right? They got like the lender they usually work with or the agent they usually work with and their plumber and their painter and their handyman and their insurance agent. And at the end of the day, right, like you want a team that you can really rely on. And that's why it's so important. So I wanted to talk about that little feature because I'm really excited about it. The other thing that I love to like talk about is we're launching what we call the Doorward Cringe Contest.
Okay.
And so this is kind of like celebrating the problem in our eyes. So in the course of the networking that people do for real estate, for the real estate transactions, they suffer from all kinds of this like spam and scam, right? And it's everywhere. And this is, you know, the Real Producers Partners podcast. And like they have to make their page, their group on Facebook private to keep out like people that are going to try like sell them cryptocurrency or whatever else, right? It's all about this contest is all about for us celebrating the problem because we've reached a point in history where it's so prevalent that in some ways you become a little numb to it, even though it's like wasting so much of our time every day. We've gotten very used to like trying to scan, like have like the spidey sense on like high alert always, like am I being taken for a ride, like, or am I about to like divulge personal information that this person who is not real is going to abuse in some way, you know, some kind of fraud or identity theft or what have you. We're at this like heightened sense of awareness, which is not good, for us as human beings.
Exactly.
Really good for like a thriving business, right? Because that gets back to like the, you know, who are you really working with, and are you working with people that you trust, and are they really trying to help you grow your own business, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So this contest, I think, is really fun. We're really excited about it. We have a lot of partners that are putting the word out there for us that we're doing this contest, and so yeah, we'd love everybody to know. That we want their spam. We want all their real estate spam. They can submit it to contest@doorward.com or any of our social accounts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how they find out more about this.
Yeah, yeah. What we're doing is actually a $500 weekly giveaway to celebrate the spammiest of the spam and the cringiest of the cringe.
The slimiest of the slime,
right? And like, it's just, it's so amazing the things, and we've already gotten like so many great stories, and they're great stories because they've been caught. I think the more that we like shine the light on some of these, the better, right?
Right.
And the other reason why we want to celebrate it is because if you're experiencing the scam or the spam, that's because you're really a professional who is trying to do things the right way, that you're trying to grow an honest business, that you're have integrity, that you see your business as a way of actually solving people's problems, actually providing a service to others, versus like taking those shortcuts, really. Like I think you said the other day when we were chatting, like trying to like spoof the system,
right,
rather than doing things the right way.
Yeah, that's you know, the always the challenge is weeding the garden, so to speak. You want to be out there dealing with real people or finding real plants that you want to keep, and get rid of the ones you want to get rid of.
Right.
So I think that's a great contest, because you're shining the light on the bad, and the bad doesn't necessarily like the light. So true.
That's very profound. I like that analogy a lot. The weeding of the garden. Right.
Yeah. That's kind of what you're doing, is finding the weeds and then you're pulling them out.
Right.
So
right.
I was actually doing some of that last night.
Oh, nice.
So, so if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yeah. So, our website is doorward.com, doorward.com, doorward like forward.
Okay.
They can send us an email if it's regarding the contest. Like I said, contest@doorward.com, or my email is jake@doorward.com. We're on all the other social platforms. If they want to engage with us a little bit, we always love the shout outs.
So what are those platforms that you're on?
So we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Okay.
And I feel like there's another one. LinkedIn, of course.
LinkedIn. Of course, everybody is de facto on LinkedIn, right?
Absolutely.
So, all right.
And we set up a promo code actually for Real Producers. And so it's actually Diane with two N's.
Okay.
And if you use that promo code, we expect that we have an innovative paywall, David, that we created. We call it the community chest. And that's our way of making sure that everybody has a little bit of skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of social real estate, that it's a protected network for real estate.
Okay.
And but what we do though is we create promo codes for folks that are vetting people already. So Diane is one of those people with Real Producers. And so we create a promo code for her. So that helps her to like lift the red velvet rope for people that she trusts.
Okay.
So, I'm sure anybody that's listening to this podcast and her organization, we would love for them to be on the platform. We're sure that they're going to add a lot of value. And so we'd love for them to come on.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time today and the investment in this. And this is exciting. You know, everybody wants to make some money. And investment property has proven over and over again that it has excellent returns. So,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
I would say, and that's for a reason, because it is a service at the end of the day, right? Not just to the people that might live in that property, but to the people that live in that neighborhood. If you let a property go to decay,
yeah,
then they can flip a whole neighborhood. Versus a real estate investor who's taking the risk to kind of fix that up and either sell it or rent it. It's really a service to the whole community.
That's right, because as you said, if you let the property go to decay, the rest of the neighborhood kind of follows suit. And the reverse is true. If someone invests in the neighborhood,
exactly,
it tends to get other people excited about it and wanting to do the same thing.
Exactly.
So, all right.
Social creatures.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, thanks again for your time. And
we'll end it at this point. Really great chatting with you.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please be sure and subscribe to the Real Producers Partners podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We'd love for you to review us wherever you get your podcasts. Visit rpp.rocks for more episodes and links to set up a free consultation with the host of this podcast. Thanks again, and stay tuned.